Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. We're continuing the halachas of Moichik, or racing on Shabbos. And specifically, we're talking about the Isser of the Ramah that says you're not allowed to break cookies that have oisiyos, that have letters written on top of it. So last year, we spoke two different kulos of Mishnah Berurah. And now we will continue. What about cutting in between the letters? You have the words happy birthday. You have letters H, A, P, P, Y. Could I cut between the H and the A? Or between the A and the P? Could I cut the cake over there? So again, this is a machlokes. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa says that it's mutter, and he says the reason is because kaisiv or meichik is to destroy the letter. But here, the letter is still here. It's still b'shleimus. It's still complete, the letter. I'm just separating in between the letters. There is no iser to do that on Shabbos according to Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. That's what he says. I can separate between two letters. That's not a problem of mechika. And that's what it says in the Maimon Modcha and Ari Nezer. And most Pesukim pass like this, that I'm allowed to cut in between the letters. Now, what about, let's say you have a cake with happy birthday, and I want to cut it from before Shabbos, but leave it intact. I'll just take the knife, go through it on before Shabbos, then on Shabbos I'll separate it. And this is in the letters itself. You're breaking the letters itself, but it's broken, the letters are broken from before Shabbos. So this is really a big machlokes, because right now it looks like letters. It's intact, especially if the cake on the bottom is intact. So it's really intact. Just there's a slice in the middle that it's easy to separate it. It's not really separated yet because it's sitting next to each other. So and in the middle of the letter. So here it's taka a big shayla. The Shmir Shabbos Kachosu writes chotach esamafa mabayidoyim. If you cut the cake from four Shabbos, mutil lohitzim at a prus of a Shabbos. You have to take out a piece on Shabbos. Gam im misparek asaydei ze ois shleima yitzir shalom. Even if you are breaking up a ois or a picture, it's mutter to do it from before Shabbos and then do it on. If you cut it from before Shabbos, do it on Shabbos. But Lamaisa, there are those that are aser, including Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. He writes in the Sefer Kavis Halachos, Uga shenechtecha b'mokam ha'isyos b'erev Shabbos. If you cut in the isyos from before Shabbos, kol shloya freedom b'neiyam koydim ha'Shabbos. If you didn't separate before Shabbos, nira da asla freedom ha'Shabbos. He says also to separate. The kol shken im rak chotach as gufa isyos b'erev Shabbos, ba'ofen shegufa uga, and the cake adayim b'chubo l'mata, the asla freedom. He holds it's aser, and therefore, the correct thing is to do is not to serve and prepare such a cake on Shabbos where you're going to cut the middle of the letters. You should try to cut in between the letters, but if you cut in the middle of the letters, it's not so poshut to be makel on such a thing by cutting four Shabbos. Now, there's one more Eitzah. You could take, if the happy birthday is written in one line, you could cut off a piece of the cake and take off the whole happy birthday off intact. That's poshut smuti, not do any erasing there, because the whole happy birthday is still intact. So you'll have to slice that off on Shabbos, even though if by mistake hit something, you'll be fine. That's not a psik resha. So you could try to slice off a piece of cake with the happy birthday, and that we mutter to do on Shabbos.